The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Wherever you are, this is
Ariel
and Shia.
And we're here at Being Here. And today's topic is multitasking mania.
Do you multitask? Do you have so many things going at once you're like a juggler in a circus? You know those plates that they spun? I don't know if you remember this, but maybe they still do it. But when I was a kid and went to the circus, I went to Barnum Bailey Circus at Madison Square Garden in New York City. And that was the old Madison Square Garden. I remember them selling things like little turtles and lizards and things. But one of the things that I really remember was the jugglers. And there were these jugglers that would spin plates on top of sticks. And they'd be running around spinning each plate and keeping the energy going into the plates through the sticks, and they'd spin the stick and spin the stick and spin the stick, and it would keep these plates rotating up in the air through the centrifugal force of the turning of the plate. And that's like a lot of our lives. We're running from one thing to another, constantly putting energy into these ongoing projects that we have, where we're constantly distracted from the current moment by all the things we have to keep in place by putting energy out into the universe. Today, let's see if we can talk about how to become really incredibly productive in our lives by doing what we're doing while we're doing it, rather than by multitasking.
I love that we've named this show Multitasking Mania. We looked up the word mania this morning in a dictionary, and among other things, one of the main definitions is about being in a frenzy and compulsively doing something, compulsively with an overactive enthusiasm.
Frantic.
So you're frantically doing multiple things. And in this day and age, with the influx of technology where you have cell phones and texting and Twittering and tweeting and Facebooking and emailing and all of the different input and output that we have in a day, in addition to the things like laundry and family.
It's an amazing distraction from your life in this moment. You have all these things to do. You're not really where you are. You're constantly rushing off to the future in your thoughts about what all those things are that you have to do. And that constantly keeps you out of being here. Now, let's talk about listening. Because, see, listening is really the key to everything in the realm of transformation. When you're actually where you are, listening to yourself or others, that's where transformation takes place. That's where you become effective and productive and satisfied in your life, because listening pulls you into this moment of your life rather than the myriad of things that can distract you from the moment. There are three basic ideas we have. The first one is, now let's go back to listening. Listening, you see, most of us don't really listen. We're listening with an agenda to get somewhere. Ariel had an interview this morning on the telephone with a rather prestigious organization. We're not going to mention the name of it, but they invited us to become members of that organization. And it, what we found very interesting was that the person interviewing her was trying to sculpt or lead the interview down an agenda that they had to have us pay for membership in their organization.
The basic level of the membership, whilst it's prestigious, is free. But there's the possibility of upselling to have further services with their organization. And so her questions of me, the interview to make sure I qualified as one of the executives to be part of this international organization, wasn't simply asking to get information from me. They were not authentic questions. They were additionally leading questions so that she could gather hooks to hopefully sell me her product down the line. It had the conversation be less dynamic, less flat. Everything I said...
Well, actually, more flat, less...
I mean, more flat. Everything I said fell into a hole.
Because there was not a receptivity in listening, because... The person who was interviewing Ariel had an idea of where she wanted the conversation to go and the outcome that she wanted to produce from the conversation, which would be an enrollment into something. So much of our lives are listening through agendas to produce the result that we think we want, that we miss the possibility of just being there so we can hear another's point of view. See, most of us want things to go the way we want them to go rather than the way they're going.
This past week, Shai and I completed the purchase of a boat and motor to go onto local rivers. And while we were at the place where we bought our boat, Redding Boat Works in Pennsylvania, it was a lovely place. And I had a really, really lovely conversation with the lady there, and it was awesome.
Cindy.
Cindy was telling me about her church and about how it's a Pentecostal church, and she was so excited about what she was doing there, and she wasn't trying to convert me to her faith or get me to come to her church. She was expressing her excitement. The conversation was so dynamic because I was listening to her.
To hear what she had to say from her point of view.
Not to trump her so that she would come to transformation as a new thing or a better thing. I love what we have to offer. And I'm very interested in other people. Get interested in today in listening to what is happening on the show, not to get anywhere.
See if you can allow what's being said in, not to see whether you already know this or you agree with it or you disagree with it. That's irrelevant. You see, so much of our lives is defended, where we're trying to prove we already know what someone is saying, or we've been there and done that already. Well, perhaps you have. But then again, there's this other possibility. Something new or different can show up in your life.
I was laying in bed the other night.
Was I with you?
Yes, you were.
Oh, that's very
sexy. You were
sexy.
Asleep already, I believe.
That's not very sexy.
No, it was very sexy. Lying next to you is always sexy. And I happened to be laying on my stomach, and I flexed my feet. And for some reason, I felt the articulation of my toes. And I thought, wow. The human body is so incredible. All of those little muscles in my toes just went. And it wasn't just my big, it was big toe. It was all my, it was a very exquisite moment. This is not multitasking. This is being where you are. I know your lives are full and complex. But today, we're devoting this day, this show, to being where you are when you're there, as opposed to being moving ahead to advance the agendas of your life.
To get somewhere. So there are three now, Now that that's been said,
yeah,
let's move on to the three ideas that we have that can instantaneously transform your life. The first one is anything that you resist persists. That's right. It grows stronger, and it dominates your life. So if there's anything, anybody that you're resisting, anything at all, those are the things you think about. Those are the things you complain to yourself about. Those are the things that preoccupy you. That's first thing. Second, you can only be exactly as you are in the current moment of your life. In this moment of now, you can only be exactly where you are, doing what you're doing. Oh, by the way, in this moment, you can't be multitasking. In this moment, you can only be where you are. Now, if you think you should be somewhere other than where you are, you're already in an illusion that keeps you from being productive and keeps you from being satisfied. You can only be where you are in the current moment of now. And another way of looking at that is no two things can occupy the same moment at the same time. You can only be doing exactly what you're doing. That means you'll only have the thoughts you're having, the body sensations, the posture, the life circumstances that have evolved to this point, the education that you have, the job that you have, the relationship you have or don't have. All of that can only be exactly as it is right now.
Now, I know a lot of you actually think you multitask. And I'm going back to what Shai said, you can only be as you are right now. You can only be doing one thing at a time. But I like computers. Computers are such an excellent real-world model and metaphor for the moment. For us, I have a Mac. I know Windows does a similar thing. If I'm working on a document, say we're writing something, and I have two documents open at the same time, I can toggle back and forth through them rather quickly, but the truth, only one is active at any given moment. So you may have multiple things in front of you that you're doing, but at any given instant, only one of them is active. And you are very facile at shifting back and forth quickly in a nanosecond between one thing and another. But we are talking about you can only be exactly as you are and where you are and doing what you are in any given moment. Not multiple things, one thing.
And the third idea or principle is that anything that you see and allow to be exactly as it is completes itself. See, our approach is anthropological. It's not psychological. In a psychological approach, there's trying to fix or change or get better. In an anthropological approach, you're discovering what is in the current moment of your life. And this is a perfect segue to
what is, which is that we're going to a break. We shall be back shortly. Come on back, everyone.
And don't miss being here.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, instantaneous transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
When I found out my jeans were made using child labor in sweatshops, I wrote a letter to the company saying, "Reconsider your labor practices." A few months later, I get a letter back saying thanks for being a loyal customer, and they included a coupon for a 25% discount on their jeans. So I got smart, wrote letters every day to all the stores that carry the brand, asking them to stop supporting the companies who use child labor in sweatshops. And I just kept getting letters back thanking me for my concerns and more coupons for more discounts on more jeans. So I'm telling my friend about it, and she flips out, saying that between all the letters and coupons, some paper company cut down a small forest, driving off two indigenous tribes, hundreds of endangered animals, killing thousands of plant species, some of which may have contained vaccines for HIV, cancer, and syphilis. Meanwhile, the guys cutting down the trees are 13-year-old kids who work night and day for months just to save up enough money to buy a pair of jeans made by child labor in sweatshops.
Saving the world isn't easy, but saving a life is. Just one pint of blood can save up to 3 lives. Visit bloodsaves.com to learn more. This public service announcement was brought to you by the Ad Council.
Are you looking for life's balance? Look no further than Seventh Wave Network. We're bringing you Life's Balance with Shaman M. Let Melody McBride take you on a unique listening experience. You'll explore the world of alternative health. Learn about the many facets of healing. Preventative lifestyles from children to seniors will be discussed on the show. Listen for Life's Balance with Shaman M. Broadcast live every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time and 2 p.m. Eastern Time on Seventh Wave Network. It's the healthy side of life. Let peace and balance be yours.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia. Welcome to Being Here. Here we are.
Yay! Multitasking mania. Ah, we're discovering all how to be a unitasker as opposed to a multitasker. How to be where you are when you're there. Shall we take our caller? We have a caller.
Yes, we have a caller.
Ellen, you there?
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're good.
How are you?
I'm good. I love this subject because I find myself multitasking all the time. Although your definition of multitasking kind of made me relax a little bit because I'm not doing three things at once. I'll start something and then run upstairs and do something and come down. And so,
that's so perfect, Ellen. What you're talking about is incompletions.
Exactly.
I mean, so you don't just complete what you have to do. You start it, and then it preys on your mind that you have to go back and finish it. And so it's one thing after another that you're not fully there for.
Right. I'm segmented, and the franticity builds that I should be doing the thing that I started. Why did I go upstairs to get information that I needed to put on my computer, and then ended up watering plants and doing something else, and so I don't complain.
You sound incredibly normal.
Thank you. That was what was so relieving for me to hear that it's normal. I thought I was the only one that did that.
Well, one thing is if you slow down, we were talking about it this morning. In our book, Being Here, same title as the show, we have a couple of sections that are really devoted to supporting people in being here. And in the dissolving mechanical behaviors section, which is what you are describing here, where something triggers you and you run off and then you're triggered again and you water the plants and you're triggered again. And so there's a disjointed quality to how you go about your day. There is a section in there called A Cluttered Desk is a Sign of Genius. It's on page 33, is the start of that. And then there's another section, Engaging in Life, about slowing down, page 109, for those of you who want to flip to it. It's really about slowing down. When you feel that frenzy build, it's a physical sensation. If you simply take a breath and stand where you're actually standing or sit where you're sitting for an instant, it's like hitting the restart function on your computer, where instead of being frozen, you start again.
Mm-hmm. That sounds great. Simple, too.
Say again?
I said, it sounds great, and yet very simple, and I don't do that. And
here's the thing, Ellen. You live in a community, in a world full of people that are all desperately trying to get somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
As if where they are is not where they're supposed to be, and when they get to where they're supposed to be, then things will turn out. But you see, given that model, that paradigm, you never get there because everything is in a constant state of incompletion. Completion is an amazing thing because if you just do something to completion, it's over. It doesn't pull on you anymore. That's how you know something's complete.
Right.
It's not lacking anything anymore. It's done. Then you can move on to something else. But if you know, it's like this. Let's talk about something simple like changing a light bulb.
Okay.
You know, you have a light bulb that goes out in the house, and every time you walk by it, you say to yourself, what?
I got to change that light bulb.
That's right. And if you don't change it, you spend maybe an hour a week in the conversation about, I got to change that light bulb.
Yeah.
Rather than just taking the moment to pick up and another light bulb and change it and fix it and so it's complete, then it no longer pulls on you. Many of our lives are fraught with these incompletions of little things, and they constantly pull us out of the moment into thinking about all the things we have to do, and suddenly we're overwhelmed.
Yeah, an hour here, an hour there. See, then your whole life is sucked up with, you know, what you should be doing, what you have to complete.
Well, what should you be doing? You say should be doing. What is there to do, Ellen?
Whatever I need to do, but to be fully there with it and complete it.
But you see, there, how about here?
Here, yeah.
See, what if there is no there?
Okay.
What if the future's a myth? Just a fabrication of your mind, where you're constantly trying to get to a better place that you think exists somewhere else. Look, the dishes, are they washed?
Yeah, they are, actually.
Good. Then you can move on to the next thing that's on your list of things that need doing.
Yeah. You make it sound so simple, and it is. And my mind just...
Well, I have a suggestion for you. You should go to our website, transformationmadeeasy.com. Click on the link for the podcasts and videos. Go to the video called Throw a Party with Ellen. I don't know if you've seen it yet. For those of you who haven't seen it yet, we are talking with Ellen in that video about how she will, or at that time, would put a pillow, for instance, on the bed. This is just an example. And then she would, as she's moving away, wonder if it was done right, come back and redo it, step back, do it again. And what Shia was suggesting to her in that video is that she wasn't there when she was placing the pillow, therefore the second guessing, because if you're busy in your thoughts about where you're going, you aren't where you are. And interestingly, talking to you today, Ellen, I find two things. One, I find you so much more here than you were then just a couple of months ago. And also the mental structure of going somewhere is still in place. So if you add enough stressors to your day, you probably won't be where you are when you're there.
I did see that video, and
By the way, everyone, on our website also, coming up, the article of the month. Was it this month's article of the month, Think Peppermint, or is that what's coming up next month?
And I think that's up there already.
It's up there, the Think Peppermint article. Because what we're talking about with Ellen is that, you know, a lot of us want to get over doing too many things at once or feeling overwhelmed. But if that's the way your thought processes are structured as an adult, that structure is likely to be with you forever.
You can either resist it, and then it becomes comes to the forefront of your life, and you're constantly in a process of resisting it, or you can include it, notice that you do it without making yourself wrong, and it will lose its power over your life. That's the third principle of instantaneous transformation. You're going to have mechanical behaviors, because we all do. But whether those mechanical behaviors run your life or you do, that's the question. And by judging them, you will keep them in place. By seeing them and allowing yourself to feel what it feels like to have it, without trying to get rid of it, it'll dissolve on its own. It will complete itself and lose its power over your life.
That's perfect for me, because I notice that I do judge when I feel that I am doing too many things at once, my multitasking.
Well, your judgment is just one more multitask.
Yeah.
See?
It's giving you the directive to be different, to be someplace other than you are, to go somewhere.
That is so cool.
You know, I have a novel idea.
Yeah.
This is for everybody who's listening to the show right now. Why don't you just listen to the show, rather than all those other things that you're doing?
And what John and I were talking about earlier is, when you actually slow down a bit, all the incompletions keep bobbing up to the surface. You can let those go as well. Just let them go and be where you are, and you'll be supercharged to take care of all those things.
Right, just being here with you guys and listening to your input, I'm very excited about going on to my next thing.
Then we'll just have to let you go on to your next thing.
Well, when I'm finished with you.
Oh, okay.
But I'm excited about life, though. You know, whatever is thrown in, you know, my life is my life. Whatever is in front of me, whether I like it or not, you know.
Well, the like it or not is truly irrelevant.
Right.
Because it's shown up.
Mm-hmm.
And then not like it keeps whatever the not like situation is in place, because when you resist it, you cause it to stick around.
Yes, and cause pain, unnecessary pain.
Well, it is necessary if you're doing it. How you know is you're doing it.
Okay. You guys are good.
That's good. It's so lovely speaking to you today, Ellen, really.
It's lovely speaking with you, too. I just got back from Florida, and I was with my family, and they were having, you know, challenges. Health issues and relationship issues that, you know, are exacerbated by the health issues. So it's really good to be here and talking to you. I feel centered, you know, more centered already.
Thank you. That's great. Hey, by the way, everyone, just as a segue before we need to head to our break fairly soon, when Ellen is talking about health issues, next week's show is about Be Healthy as You Can Be, and we have special guest Karen Lee, who's really getting into all different type of nutritional things. They'll have lots of great advice for us. But that's next week. Come on back now after this break.
And don't miss being here.
Yeah.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn about the ancient mysteries, esoteric wisdom, and transformational energies of the world's most important sacred sites. Join host Andrea McKenna-Pinkham each week for Sacred Sites Journeys, a program that will open up your world to places where the mortal meets the divine. Listen for Andrea's real-world accounts of her 15-plus years of sacred travel and become inspired by her fascinating guests. It all comes together on Sacred Sites Journeys. Listen Fridays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern on Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, instantaneous transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive
receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Sure, what's up?
There's this girl I kind of like.
Well, if there's one thing I know, it's women.
Really?
Well, they didn't call me Velvet for nothing.
I don't get it.
Smooth. I was smooth.
Oh.
Anyway, it's easy. You just got to impress her. Show her how strong you are.
Okay, but how?
Just, I don't know, pick up a lot of heavy things around her.
Like what?
I don't know, desks, chairs, people. Grunt, if you have to.
Grunt?
Yeah, be like, ugh! Try it.
Ugh!
See, there you go. And you should dress up. Start wearing a shirt and tie.
I'll look like a dork.
No, you'll look successful.
Okay.
And finally, you can start using my cologne. The ladies love it, so don't be shy. Splash it on.
Thanks, Dad.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To find out how you can adopt, please visit our website at AdoptUSKids.org or call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone.
Hi, we've been speaking with Ellen. And we're speaking about multitasking mania, how people drive down the street doing, you see all that stuff out about how many people are having accidents whilst driving and texting. That's a sure sign for disaster. Now, you know, what's really interesting is we go through our lives texting while we're doing other things too. So I don't think all the accidents are fatal, but there are definitely some accidents happening in our lives as a result of our not being where we are and doing what we're doing, because we're distracted by things that take us out of the current moment that aren't where we are.
So, Ellen, you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Thanks for calling in today. It was lovely having you here.
Yes, Elle, thanks, and give our love to your family.
I will. It's been great. Thanks so much.
Bye.
Hey, for those of you who are not in the New York area this past week and weren't there for Monday Night Alive, we created a game with the folks in the Monday Night Alive that we would like to include you in if you're interested. A lot of the people there have one or more of our books, and we suggested that you pick up one of our books, open to either Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, How to Create a Magical Relationship, or Being Here. Of course, if you don't have the book, you can get one, or you can use a different one. But that's open the book to a page, any page, and see what leaps out at you on that page. What's your message to yourself today from that page? You're welcome to read more. You're welcome to read forward. But I'm certain that on any given page, you are able to open up and pick the message you have for yourself on that page. So it's a game we're playing.
You know, this weekend we're doing in New York City a creativity and intuition workshop Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday. And it's amazing how intuitive each of us are, and we don't realize it, or at least if we do, we usually talk ourselves out of, through our logical mind, the intuitive hits that we know in our cellular memory. So this little game allows you to see what you have to tell you.
I remember once a woman bought one of our books because she went into a bookstore. She was reaching for something else, and our book fell out and fell on her head. She said anything that hit her in her head probably was trying to tell her something, and she wrote us to tell us how much she enjoyed the book. You don't need to hit yourself on the head with information. You can just open it in an elegant manner and see what's there for you. We have another caller on the line. Claudia, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi.
Hello, Claudia. Where are you calling
Hello.
In from?
How nice to hear you.
Thank you. Where are you today?
Sorry?
Where are you calling in from?
I'm calling from Hamburg in Germany.
Hamburg in Germany. Excellent.
Long way away, really.
A long way and no distance at all.
Yeah, that's also true. I loved the game you just mentioned, the game with the book that one of your books, and you just open it at any page and it just talks to you, because I used to do that. And it's absolutely fascinating. It's really a bit spooky, because I've got a question and I get lost and I open your book at any page and there's the answer. I don't know how it happens, but it's really funny. It really works. I love that.
What makes it spooky about that for you?
I don't know. It's so I don't know how it happens.
Well,
it's
I'll
like
tell
I've
you
got
why
this question
for you.
I've got this question, and it's
before
like
before you ask the question. I know that we're probably
there's probably a gap because of the distance between our phones.
And I'll tell
is.
You why it's
I can only
spooky for you, Claudia.
I hear
you ready?
Break, and then I hear you again.
Okay, ready? I'm going to say this again.
Yeah.
I'll tell you why it's spooky for you. You ready?
Because I don't know how it works, I can't explain it. It's
no,
like
no, that's
a
not
book
the answer. It's a good answer, but it's not the answer.
Oh.
Claudia, slow down a little bit.
Yeah.
Have you heard of listening?
And listen.
Yeah.
You see, here's the thing about listening that's so interesting. If you have something you want to say, you won't listen because your mind is full with what you have to say. It's like multitasking.
Mm-hmm.
So see if you can just relax and set what you have to say aside so Ariel can say what she has to say to you.
Okay.
Good.
The reason it's spooky is you absolutely underestimate who you are, your talents, and your abilities. You need to
say it
again?
And here's the other thing. You come from a culture that is very analytical, and so if it doesn't make sense
to your analytical mind,
then it gets spooky.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Now, my dear, what is your question?
My question is actually exactly the topic of the show. I was like, oh, I have to call there because that the topic is my question. I can really feel how I get lost when three things at the same time are asked of me, but that happens a lot, and so I get really frantic and, get lost.
Well, let me slow things down for a second here, because I got something as you were talking.
Yeah.
You say when three things are asked of you at the same time. I don't believe three things are ever asked of you at the same time.
Uh-huh.
They can't be asked of you at the same time. They can happen fairly close to one another.
Yeah.
But they're not at the same time. And you don't have to do all three at the same time. But if you're available to hear what you have to do, and you put it on a to-do list, for instance, you don't have to do all of them at once. You can only do one thing at a time, really. You know what Ariel said about having two applications opened on the computer at one time?
Yeah.
You can't. You can have them up on the screen, but only one is active at a time.
So, for instance, let's say you're working on your computer and you're working on a project. You have another project on hold. The phone rings And at the same time, one of your sons come in and ask you a question. In a similar time frame. Obviously, you cannot do those three things at once.
Yeah.
If you resent or resist being pulled away from the thing you're working on, then what will happen is that you will, this is very funny, I just got beeped on the phone line that I'm on. That's a perfect example. My parents are calling in right now. I obviously can't take that call and speak to you. So if I resent them for calling in at this point when I'm on a radio show,
and they know we are,
then what will happen is I will no longer be here with you, because no two things can be at the same time.
So it's my resistance that I, okay.
Yes.
That's great.
Yes.
You see, if you can start to see that you resist incoming messages
rather than deal with them in an appropriate way,
yeah,
then you won't have to resist them. You can, my son wants some information. Thomas, I'll speak to you later.
I'm on the phone. Hold on for one moment. I'll be right there.
Exactly.
Because at any given time, something comes to the foreground. Whether it was the beeping coming into my ear, at that moment, it interrupted the thought process. I took a look to see if it was something urgent, and I'm back. There's a certain flow that, and I'll tell you something, if I tell you the truth, we have two phone lines here. One we always take off the hook while we're doing the radio show. In my heart, I knew that on this particular line, for some reason, somebody was going to beep us today during the show. I just knew it. Who it was going to be, I didn't know. Very few people have this phone line, but, you know.
But it's perfect, you know. We could either use that intrusion.
Quote intrusion
as a problem, or we can include it and move on. You see, life is very simple. Now, of course, in modern day, like today, there are so many new technological innovations that have come about in the last number of years that what was once, say, a great website 10 years ago is now archaic because so much has happened. There are so many complexities like email and Twitter and Facebook and you name it, it's all out there, that people can get lost, distracted, and give themselves false work to do to keep them from having to feel what it feels like to be a human being right now.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful. And I love what you said about the intrusion, because that's the feeling. It's like, what an intrusion. I have to deal with that now.
What makes it an intrusion is you're driving forward to get someplace that you think you need to be rather than where you are.
You see, what if, Claudia, our lives show up perfectly in each moment. And so if the phone rings, it's supposed to ring.
Mm-hmm.
And if your child asks you a question, they're supposed to be asking you a question in that moment. What if what's going on is perfect and the illusion, the drivenness to get to what you think is going to be better, is only that, an illusion?
That's great. It blows my mind at the moment, but it sounds great.
But also, mind you, as you let go of your resistance to how your life is flowing, you'll actually get things done faster, more seamlessly, and with less stress.
Yeah.
Most of us think we need to have that resistance in order to produce. And
resistance is what slows us down. It's like the difference between a telephoto lens and a wide-angle lens. We're going to have to go to a break now. Can you stay with us for a few minutes?
Yes, of course.
Good, we'll because talk more we'll about talk about looking at life through a telephoto lens or a wide-angle lens when we come back from the break, okay?
So come on back, everyone.
Great.
Don't
miss being here.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network. Experience higher love, an archangelic journey into ascended joy and authentic living.
Your hosts, Sri Ram Ka and Kira Ra, will assist you to open your heart, expand your love, and be ever-present with true joy.
Your journey with Sri and Kira begins right here on the Seventh Wave Network with Higher Love, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Hey kid, over here. Inside your radio. Name's Ralph. I'm an energy hog. Hey, if you're gonna waste energy in your home, I'm gonna pig out on it. Anyway, I got a deal for you. There's this new website called energyhog.org. Forget about it. It teaches kids how to get rid of us energy hogs. So you promise not to log on to energyhog.org, and I promise not to eat your radio. Deal?
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone.
Yes, before, welcome back.
Before Shia talks about telephoto lens, I just want to take a moment for a couple of things. Say hello to our producer, Suze. You're doing an excellent job. We met a new couple this week at Monday Night Live,
Terrence and Laura. They were fun, and we want to say hi to them.
You know, people have been reading our ads, and as Terrence had, and he finally said, you know what, I should come to this Monday Night Live. It was lovely to have him there. If you're thinking of joining us for something, step forward, step in. It's really worth it. By the way, if you would like to be a sponsor for our show and have...
Or you know somebody who would like to be a sponsor for your show. And our show is the number one show on the Seventh Wave Network and has been for quite some time now.
So if you want your banner to be associated with ours, if you want to support the show, reach us at transformationmadeeasy.com. You can click on the link, go send us an email, and we'll be happy to send you information. The international call, by the way, Claudia, is coming up August 18th. So all those of you in Europe who want to be a part of that, you can find out more about that at the internet at our website as well. Freedom to Breathe and Art of Relating is happening in Hamburg as well, September 17th through the 20th. And as Shai mentioned before, Creativity and Intuition is this weekend. And it's certainly not too early to register for Transformation in the Workplace in New York City.
Or too late to come to
Creativity
and Intuition.
We have folks coming in from Hamburg probably today, tomorrow. So,
and people are coming in from Switzerland for this one.
And we're just looking forward to meeting all sorts of new folks as well as seeing familiar faces. so you're invited.
So, just to be complete on this thing about people have this idea that if they focus down on what they're doing, they'll get more done, rather than be available to handle what's right in front of them, but also be receptive to whatever else the universe supplies. So on this call, Ariel's mother called in, and so on the break, we were speaking with Claudia, and she said something, and I'm inviting her to repeat what she said.
I just said that it was such a wonderful example to really see how you handle that, because I would waste so much time with this, oh, God, how could she call me while I'm in the show? I mean, she knows I'm in the show. I mean, and from there on, I would go, I could really push myself up to, well, to this intrusion thing again. It's really great to see that you just deal with that, tell her you are going to call her, that's it. End of story. I love that.
That's great. Well, I think one of the things that's happened for Shai and I with this transformational lifestyle that we lead is that we are invested in our lives rather than drama. And when you describe that, most people are enculturated into taking little breaks where they take side trips into drama as a way to be able to drop the tasks at hand.
Well, I'd rather you take a break when you take a break rather than have to create drama. You know, you could actually stop for a cup of tea or coffee and be there to taste it rather than have your tea or coffee on the way to something else. Isn't that a novel idea?
I love this drama thing. Yeah, that's exactly what I do.
Yeah, I think it's just really something extra. Most of us are very hard on ourselves. We don't give ourselves the luxury to just be where we are. We're always trying to improve and get ahead.
And we're always thinking that what we're doing isn't enough and we have to do more. And maybe being you is enough.
It was very interesting talking.
It definitely is, but there's still this fear that I won't get it done. I will be lazy if I relax. I will only lie on the couch, sofa, and just do nothing.
Let me ask you a question now, Claudia. Do you ever lie on the couch and do nothing?
Sometimes. Well, I read, yeah, well.
But no, then you're not just lying on the couch, you're reading.
Yeah, that's true.
So I don't think you have to worry about not getting anything done.
However, you will have memories of when you were sluggish. I was speaking to somebody recently who's a teenager, and they sleep in. They are non-directed, they don't have a lot of plans, they're very mushy in their lives. Most of us had a time frame when we were mushy, or what we would consider today as lazy. And so you think of yourself through the veil of who you were once. So when Shai and I recently were out fishing on our new little boat, and I was picking up all these different fly rods, I realized my skill level with fly fishing is extremely good. I can cast any type of rod. I can fish anywhere, anything. I can do it. But my memory, my trace memories, are including back when I started and I was so uncoordinated with this new skill set that the first fish I caught was behind me because my line inadvertently hit the water behind me and a fish leapt up and ate it. So your idea of what you're capable of is overshadowed by your old versions of you. And that's part of why we were saying at the beginning of the show that you absolutely
underestimate your abilities and yourself. And this goes to all of our listeners. See, we're talking to Claudia, but the reality of it is each and every one of us underestimate how brilliant we really are. Or we're busy trying to prove that we're not so we can drive our parents crazy. crazy because they know how great we are, and they've seen us as great.
And we don't want to be told what to do.
That's right. We don't want them to win out of our greatness. Sound familiar, Claudia?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, man, life is such a grand adventure. You know, we're coming close to the close of the show today. It's been great having you with us.
Yes, thank you so much for calling in.
And going to be back next week, as we mentioned, with Karen Lee for Be Healthy as You Can Be. We are happy to have been here with you today. Come on back next week.
And don't miss being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.